Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
We love a good movie night. We love a good movie day. How we just love movies. But every so often you will come across a film that makes such an incredible impact that you will never ever be the same. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the movies that changed our lives.
Changed them.
Changed us. We've been changing. Burning faces. Changes. Oh my god. Why?
Just an impromptu tune. Take that, Great Mates. How was that intro?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just shitting all over Great Mates the last couple of episodes. Yeah, we love you. Okay. We're talking about movies that changed us this episode.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't know how you did this.
No, I never have a plan, Rachel. What are we talking about?
Okay, but like, okay. Changed you how?
So I've written, okay, there's a couple in here that have changed me because they made me realize something that I needed to learn.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I knew that you would just be like, you would get the thing and you would be like, yes, because you actually learn shit from movies.
I do.
The only things that I learn, I don't learn things from movies.
Yeah, okay. I've also got movies in here that changed me by shaping my life or something that's still around now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like yeah. It's made me, it's a little bit of me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a part of you.
It's part of this world. That's not on my list.
It's on mine.
I knew it would be. All right, so I've got five movies and then I've got like two honorable mentions.
Okay.
But we can go with one. What have you got?
No, I've got, I can have two.
Okay.
Yep.
Great, we're winging it.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start off with my number one.
Okay.
We're just going to go back seasons and forwards.
Okay.
It's the Harry Potter series.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Bless it. I knew it would be there.
Yeah. The books obviously were before the movies for me and they had such an incredible impact. But then watching those books made into movies was just neck level.
Neck level.
Neck level.
Neck level.
And I think also the fact that the movie spanned for so long is that I grew up while the movies were
all coming out.
Yeah.
And the books too.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because they overlapped points.
Everything was happening in the Harry Potter world.
I think there was something about seeing that world come to life.
Yes.
That was so, so special. And I think still to this day, like when he gets to Diagon Alley.
Oh, yes. And you know, see all of that hustle bustle.
Yeah, I still get a little bit tingly because it's just so beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like the first time he sees Hogwarts, like on the boat going in, like.
Yep.
Just like seeing things that you imagined in your head that were 100% different in your brain then put onto the screen.
Yeah.
And now I also find myself when I reread the books, I see what the movie has shown me.
Yes.
Which
and
is
then
kind
you
of,
can expand on it too because the books go into more detail but you have that visual already and you can appreciate it all more.
Like with the first film, you know, they have more trials to go through to get to the Philosopher's Stone and all that kind of stuff in the book. So you still have those little tidbits that are your imagination but also then watching the movies. So yeah, the Harry Potter series was a really big one for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's not something I learned something from, but it's definitely something that has made me Amy. Does that make sense?
No, I getcha.
All right, there you go.
I getcha.
Numero one.
Okay, so I'll The Hunger Games.
Yes. Okay.
This is a very, very obvious one for me because if it were not for that film, there would not have been like a trailer for the film or anything like that, you know. And I went to work one day. I had my little Mockingjay pin on my work lanyard and a lonely barista said to me, that's cool. And thus began the love story of the century.
So, Yeah, you know that one? Yeah, I do. We're singing a lot this episode.
So it was my first date with my husband. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the entire reason he actually spoke words to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was something that we had in common. And, you know, so obviously that has very profoundly
absolutely
changed my life.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's
such a good story.
I know. It's the best, isn't it?
I was like, Harry Potter was really fun to watch.
I mean, but I get it. I agree with you.
No, that's a wonderful story. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was the entire reason why he spoke actual words to me.
Aww.
Was because he saw me wearing a Mockingjay pin.
Bless.
So it is good luck if I
the odds were ever in your favor.
They were in my favor. I still have the pin.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
After all these years?
Always. Always.
Okay. Number two for me is a little bit of a flip. It's Gremlins.
Oh, Gremlins!
So I hate the movie Gremlins.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it has, because of that hate of that film, it has made me hate scary things, if that makes sense. So that was the first time I watched a film and I was absolutely terrified.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, my mum and my sisters teased me relentlessly. I went on the Gremlin ride. I tried.
Oh, on the Gold Coast.
Tried to go on the Gremlin ride on the Gold Coast. They had to stop the ride and let me off.
Oh, bless.
Like, it was just not happening.
Oh,
I was mortified of Gremlins. I've only ever watched it the one time and I will never watch it again.
Aww.
I should probably watch it as an adult now because it's not scary.
It's not.
But back then I was morbidly afraid, and that's the first time I've ever been afraid in a movie.
Oh, you poor Gremlins. Thing.
Yep, my mum used to love it. She'd be like,
and so this is why you just don't watch horror.
Really? Yeah, really, it is. Wow. I'm just not about that scared life because I remember being so scared that gremlins were going to come and attack me.
Do you like roller coasters and stuff?
I love roller coasters.
So you do like being scared?
Yeah, I love that. It's just, I think it's more the fact of things that you, not even that you can't control, but just like weird little shitty things that can happen that are scary.
Okay, all right.
Like,
okay.
I'll watch scary movies now, but I don't enjoy them.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I like thrillers and like psychological mm-hmm, thrillers, which mm-hmm. have a little bit of that jump scare type stuff. But I'm not a horror person.
I'm telling you now, it has hit 9 o'clock. I know it has because yep, I'm yawning relentlessly. Is it?
Yeah.
It's 9:01. See, I know. My body knows.
9:04 now. Sorry. I look before. Yeah. Rachel's been like yawning every two seconds.
Because my body knows it's 9 p.m. and it's Nana bedtime.
I know. This is normally when I'm in bed too.
Yeah.
But I've eaten a lot of pork chops tonight, so I'm not tired.
I said to my husband on my way home I was going to pick up sundaes, but I think he's going to be asleep, so I might have to eat two sundaes.
Sorry, Jake. That's my bad for running late.
It's not your bad. I mean, it's not going to be a bad thing for me I eat two sundaes.
This is our thought all along. So there you go. Yep.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Gremlins.
It has made you
afraid.
Afraid forever. Afraid,
yes.
Forever afraid.
I'm going to watch it again. It's going to be monumental.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know when. I have to psych myself up. I know it's not scary. I just can't watch it.
It's not scary.
Anyway.
It's probably just going to be a really terrible movie now that you.
Yeah. Like, you know. I remember watching The Poltergeist when I was younger.
Oh, right.
Terrible. Mm. Absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. My best friend's dad was like, yeah, it's the best scary movie around. I'm like, this is shit.
It's like when people say The Exorcist is still the greatest Mm-mm. horror film ever. Mm-mm. It's just you had to have appreciated it when it was out.
That's right.
Because, yeah, it's just not it's that great now. It's a different era now.
Anyway, yeah. Number two for you.
Okay, so Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. I knew there'd be a scary one on there.
There's another scary one on here too.
Okay.
But this one, I was little when mm-hmm. I saw this, like way too little.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the entire movie. It was like I was coming out of my room because I was, you know, scared of something. I don't know. I wanted a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
And my mum and her husband were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but by the time they hit pause on the VCR back then, it's too late.
And you've seen
little baby Rach has seen Freddy Krueger, and this did spark in me. You know, not only did it spark recurring nightmares because I have for the rest of my life, to this day, I still have recurring nightmares about Freddy Krueger chasing me through an abandoned town. Ooh. It's the same dream every time. He's chasing me through an abandoned town. It's like a desert. It's like sandy.
Oof,
and yeah. then somehow I always end up at a well.
Right.
And fall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
And then I wake up. So, oof. And it's just, I've had this dream for 30 years.
Holy.
And it is the same. Like, I know it. Now I get in the dream, I'm like, okay, I'm going to run over to the place.
Hey,
I'm
Freddy. Gonna
do the thing. Yeah, bro, hey. You know, okay, let's do this. You're going to try and murder me. I'm going to get away. I'm going to fall in the well. I'm going to wake up. Like, I just know the score by
wow.
now. Yeah, but it also did awaken something in me where I was like, well, hang on a minute. Because being scared is actually kind of exciting. And I was watching horror films from far too young. Like I think about how young I was and I was probably like Ollie's age when I started watching like legit horror films.
Wow.
And I think of my kids now and I'm like, oh, but Harry Potter might be too scary for them. And I'm fucking sitting there with a cushion watching Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We're very different, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we are.
In the movie sense.
Yeah,
we are. We're the same in many aspects. Not that way. All right.
So what was your next one?
I had Remember the Titans on here.
Oh, my God.
So this is one that taught me something.
Okay.
This is the first time I remember watching this and being like, that's unfair. Like, why is that so unfair?
Oh, the racial thing.
Yeah, because, you know, I went to a school which was very multicultural.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that issue, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what year that came out, actually. I might Google that while we talk. But I remember watching that and thinking, Jesus, the world is a bit fucked up.
It is a little bit. And, I don't think that we ever – I mean, people are probably going to at me.
Probably.
I don't think that we had too much of that – problem here in Australia. I think that, you know, for the most part, we didn't have segregation, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, there was racism.
There was racism. It's always been there. I know I've experienced it. Mm-hmm. My family's experienced it. You know, it's very alive and very rampant and exceptionally casual in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
But there was, to my knowledge, I don't think that we ever had segregation.
No. Definitely not in an era as, you know, when this stuff was happening in America, a lot of the rest of the world was not like that.
No.
They hung on to it for so long.
Yeah.
And it was so wrong, you know.
It was.
So that movie came out in 2000.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was 9.
Yeah. Okay. So that was something that you got, whoa.
Exactly.
It awoke your inner social justice warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is horse shit. You know, if all of them, I remember saying to my mum at one point, well, if all of them were blind, they wouldn't even know. And she's like, exactly.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? So, yeah, as a little 9-year-old Amy, I was like then questioning everything about why someone, because one of my best friends was Indigenous, right?
Oh, she right. was. So she's dark-skinned, obviously. Yeah.
And you never, ever thought back then that it was an issue. And then I found myself talking to her. She's like, you know, it is an issue.
Yeah, it's a massive
issue. So it made me learn. And aww. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put that on this list.
I like that.
Because it's bullshit and it's still happening today.
Yeah.
And it's not fair and it's not okay.
Black lives matter and
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
They do.
Absolutely.
And don't fucking all lives matter me.
And if you want to all lives matter me, I'm going to fucking throat punch you.
I'll throat punch you also because that's the point.
Exactly. Anyway, I promise I would not get crazy political when I talked about this, but it's just infuriating.
No, but it's infuriating, and especially in this time, when all of this shit, this Black Lives Matter stuff is happening, and it grinds me so hard when people turn around and go, all lives matter. That's the point, exactly. bitch.
Saying,
that's the point, Karen.
Exactly. Susan.
God damn it, Greg.
The thing is, with all of that, saying the words Black Lives Matter do not mean you then say no other lives matter.
It's not pie.
No, exactly. There's so many good analogies out there about all of this that makes so much sense.
You don't have to take away to give to somebody else.
No, just fucking get over it.
You know? Oh, damn.
So anyway.
Karen.
Back onto the point.
Yes.
I've tried to refrain from ranting because we could talk all day.
No, no, no.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Definitely helped me. And there was a really funky soundtrack.
It made you woke.
It made me woke.
It made you stay woke. Stay woke.
It had a great killer soundtrack too.
It did have a great soundtrack.
And Denzel Washington was in it.
I mean, it was great.
Mm. Good film. And Ryan Reynolds. Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've forgotten.
He's the guy who's listening to the country music and he does this and he goes, yes.
Wait, isn't it not Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. Sorry, yes, my bad. Right. Got my Ryans mixed up.
They're both very attractive.
Anyway,
Remember the Titans. There you go.
Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Okay. We're going to keep going.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to fall asleep in this chair.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're pumping it out.
So, I'm just trying to think which one's going to be the next one for me. It's going to be Return of the Jedi.
Ooh.
I know that that's very specific because there are 10 million Star Wars films these days.
Yes.
But it's the first Star Wars film that I remember watching.
Right.
And I think that perhaps it was put on because they were like, but look, it has Ewoks.
Yeah, cute.
You know, adorable. Mm-hmm. Because my stepdad was always really into sci-fi and Star Wars and all that. And he so desperately in a house full of girls needed somebody to be on his side.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what?
What?
The fucker did it. Got me into sci-fi.
You're there.
Love the sci-fi. It opened a door to so much for me. You know, all the Star Wars obsession, but also Princess Leia. What a fucking
badass bitch. Absolutely.
She is amazing, an icon, a feminist queen.
Yeah.
We love her.
Fucking chaining Jabba the Hutt around the neck. Mm. Get it, girl.
She's incredible. So, you know what? It has just honestly, thank God for Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Because that is what brought me into the geek world.
Yeah.
The world of geek.
That's how we got you.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I need to sit down and watch all the Star Wars films again. It's been a hot minute since I've done that.
Just watch a few of them.
Just the good ones.
Just the good ones.
Yeah, I know the story.
Yeah. And don't forget.
No.
Don't forget that Obi-Wan tried to steal his true love.
Exactly.
And you're going to turn into Darth Maul. And then you're going to have some cake.
Yep. Great.
Yep.
Next time I watch that, that's all I'm going to think of.
He was so upset.
Bless his little soul. Bless. All right. The next one on my list is The Lion King. It was the first Disney film I ever watched. Exactly. It's the first Disney film I ever watched.
Was it really?
Yep. And I loved it.
You're so young, bless you.
I know. I watched it every day. Like, that's not even an exaggeration. I watched it every day.
Oh, wow.
For almost a year. And now.
That's exciting.
Do you know what happened? Did I tell you? I can't even remember. It's been so long since we've been recording. Mm. I think I've said this on the show before where I watched the live action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I cried.
You cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not a crier.
I'm not a crier. And no. I cried in the fucking live remake.
Because it's animals, Amy.
Yeah, well, we did discuss this. Yeah. It's coming back to me now.
It's animals.
Yep, Freddy Krueger can kill whoever he wants.
Yeah, all the people can die.
You kill Mufasa.
Do not kill Mufasa.
That's it. But yeah, it was definitely one of the. So I'd watched animated movies and shows, obviously, as a child.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember even when the year, then I want to say 1996 it came out. I'm just guesstimating.
I'm thinking that it's about that, yes.
Let me tell you for truths.
Tell me for truth. Forsooth.
What am I googling? The Lion King.
The Lion King.
Came out in. The Lionling, I've typed in.
Yeah, they'll understand you.
2019. When's the original, guys? 94.
1994.
There you go. So I was three.
Oh, bless.
Okay. So I'd so obviously. Cute. Yeah, little cute little Amy. I watched The Lion King every day for almost a year.
Wow.
So
it was the Frozen of your time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Mm.
And it's better than Frozen.
It's better than Frozen.
So there you go. The Lion King. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It is.
It's Hamlet with lions.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And I didn't realize that till I was older and read Hamlet and I was like, hang on a minute.
Hang on a second.
This story sounds familiar.
This is mighty, mighty familiar.
There's
to
no
me.
Canyon and no antelope, but it's the same.
It's the same. Have you seen the meme where it's like all of these Shakespeare memes, and they've taken the thing from The Good Place? Or it's like out of nowhere.
Oh.
Attention, I have been murdered.
Yeah. How good is The Good Place?
It's so good.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, what's next for you?
Okay, so my second horror one here.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay.
Let me set the scene for you.
Brilliant. Do it.
I'm younger than 8 years old.
Ooh.
So I'm going to think that I'm seven. I'm going to say that I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I was younger than eight because my brother was not yet born.
Okay. Isn't it good? That's how I remember
that's
things.
How I – it's like, was this person alive? Like, I don't
which
know.
Which of my sisters was alive then?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay. So I'm 8 years old. No, younger than eight. I'm 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? X-Files is a thing.
Okay.
Right. My bedtime was before 8:30. I know that it was before 8:30 because X-Files came on at 8:30.
Yep.
My parents wanted to watch it in peace. Bless them.
I remember
that too. I show solidarity for that because I do exactly the same thing with my kids.
Exactly.
So I was far too young to be watching this sort of thing, but I did watch a film called When a Stranger Calls.
Oh, my God. That movie wrecked me.
Okay. But did you watch the remake or
yes,
the original? Okay.
Both. I've seen both.
Okay. So this was the original that I watched. And the original was far more of like a psychological thriller thing, whereas the remake is like the traditional horror. She's in the house the whole time and you're following the whole situation. But in the original, the whole have you checked the children?
Oh, no. Nah.
It happens in the first like 20 minutes
oh, I've got goosebumps.
Of the film, and then you're going in, you're trying to find the guy, and then it gets really scary at the end again. Mm. But anyway, the first 20 minutes of that movie has forever changed me.
Oh, God.
I have a genuine fear of windows. Because so for those of you that don't know the story, there is a family. The parents go out. They're going out to dinner. They hire a babysitter. Mm-hmm. The babysitter's in the house. The children are upstairs sleeping in their beds.
Yes,
they have this gorgeous window, and there's this very large tree outside the window. Anyway, the babysitter starts getting prank calls. Have you checked? Children.
Oh, God. I can't.
And
every
I'm
time
sorry.
You say that,
I'm
going to
do
goosebumps.
It every time. But, and then, and it's that classic trope of the call's coming from inside the house. You know, so it turns out that this person, this killer, has been sitting in the tree outside the window watching the kids, and then somehow gets in and is calling the babysitter and has killed the kids. The kids are dead.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
gone. They're gone, skis. So, anyway.
Proper dead.
They are proper dead. So, me. Seven. I'm in my bedroom, which is next to a lovely large window.
No, no.
And there's a tree outside the window.
Absolutely not.
So not only do I have a very real and genuine fear of the X-Files theme song, because I would be laying there in my bed scared because I was scared of this film. And I'm like seeing the shadows on the wall from the damn tree.
Ooh,
and then I'm thinking of the dude who was in the tree. And then, you know, and so then X-Files would come on and I would get scared every damn time. It would surprise me. I don't know why, because I knew Wednesday night, 8:30, it was going to come on, you know, but whatever. I still got scared every time. Then at that time, I had an aunt who was going through a whole bunch of stuff in her personal life, so she would often call my mother crying. Then the phone would ring.
Nah.
And I would lay there stiff and scared out of my mind listening. And to this day, I know things about my aunt's personal life that I should not know because I was listening so carefully for the familiarity in my mother's tone just because I was so, so scared. And I'm still scared. I don't like the idea of laying in bed and there's an exposed window. People can see me. I can't see them. I don't like it. So I'm a very, like, the blinds are closed and there are no gaps and I can't – if it's dark outside, everything's closed, all the curtains, all the blinds.
That's so interesting you say that. This movie wasn't on my list, but I have the same phobia for open wardrobes and doors. So you know The Grudge? You've obviously seen The Grudge.
Yeah.
You know how the kid comes out of the wardrobe?
Oh, no, I can't. Oh,
with that god-awful noise, that noise, right? I watched The Grudge once, maybe twice. I might have seen it twice. Mm-hmm. I cannot do open things while I'm sleeping.
Yep.
My bathroom door, my walk-in robe has no door.
Yeah.
It fucking freaks me out every night. I want to put a curtain up. It also stems from, I've spoken about this episode of Supernatural before where people lived in the walls.
Oh, yeah.
And they would get out of the cupboards and the little elevator door.
I feel it. I can't. Nothing can be open.
Drawers can't even be open.
No. Everything's shut.
Yep. All right. We're the same in that aspect.
Yep. And everything has to be shut and the phone is not allowed to ring.
No. I don't have a home phone.
No, I don't have a home phone either.
I turn that on, do not disturb. I remember vividly one shot from the remake. I was not as scary as the original, I will say.
Yeah.
The guy has made his way into the house and they have that crazy like terrarium garden movie, not so much the tree outside. It's the big tree in the house.
Inside.
And he's made his way into the rafters of their big T-pitched house and she's in the bathroom and her friend has come over and she's just been killed.
Yeah.
She finds her dead friend and then it pans out and she's really scared and then you see him. Ooh.
In
that was
tree.
An involuntary. Ugh. Well, no, he wasn't in the tree in that space, but he was in the rafters.
Yeah.
Like just perched up there and I was like, oh, fuck that. My sister has rafters all in her house in Tasmania. Walked in there and I was like, Cassandra, you can't.
You're not allowed to have rafters. No. Who gave you permission?
I say no. Mm. Oh, God.
Cover the rafters.
That's given me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, heebie-jeebies.
Whew. All right, I'm moving on to a different one.
Yeah, please do.
Spirited Away.
Okay, lovely. Very good. On to open it up. Fantastic. I love that movie.
Spirited Away was the first anime that I watched. I also watched it not in English. It was the first film I watched not in English. Yep. There you go. It was the first subtitled film.
I love that movie.
Me too. I really made Reese watch it the other night. So it's won an Academy Award, did you know?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
It's one of the only sort of anime films.
Yeah, yeah.
That has won a fancy award.
It's gorgeous. Mm. It's just gorgeous. I love that
The colours. I remember vividly thinking when Chihiro cries, the big, like, bulbous water that comes out of her eyes. I'm like, that's not rare tears. I remember thinking that when I was younger and I still think it to this day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Spirited Away was the first film I watched that was not in English and I loved it and now I love anime.
Aww.
So like I watched that and then I was like, I think that came out in like the early 2000s, like 2001, I want to say.
I think so. Something like that.
So I feel like I was watching sort of the Cardcaptors type stuff.
Oh, right.
That was all in English, even though originally it wasn't.
Yeah.
The media that I was watching had been
a bit like Sailor Moon. Like I always saw it in English, but I know it
exactly.
wasn't.
That's a better one to rather than Cardcaptors. I'd watched Sailor Moon at that time, but all in English and then got my hands on I think it was not a legit copy. You know how people go to Bali and they come back with Spirited Away or whatever.
Yeah.
They magic it.
Yeah.
Not in English, but it had English subtitles and I was like, well.
Oh.
And then
I think that's how I first watched it.
Yeah, and then I made my mum buy the English version, which I kind of liked a bit more because the voice actors in that were people who you could be like, hey, that's that person.
I don't think I've ever seen it in English.
Haven't you?
No.
You should watch it in English. There's an English version on
Netflix?
Yes. Has it in English? Right. I think Christian Bale. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Howl's Moving Castle with him in it. But anyway.
Okay, I'll watch it in English because it's a great movie.
It is. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Short and sweet. I'm still creeped out from When a Stranger Calls.
I'm sorry.
Next for you.
Little Mermaid. There we go. We'll go full Disney. And all I've written in my notes is Hello Disney musicals.
Oh yeah, musicals.
Yeah, it was just my introduction to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have so much to thank the Little Mermaid for.
Yeah.
You know, just my obsession with mermaids.
Yeah, number one.
You know, my obsession with musicals, my obsession with Disney,
mm-hmm.
the whole idea of princesses.
Yep.
Who weren't like
the worst.
Yeah, who weren't, you know, damsels in distress.
Yep.
You know, so again, I think, you know, I've had this really, really fortunate upbringing where the female characters in my life, ever since I was a very, very little girl, were strong and independent and curious and smart and brave. And, you know, so I didn't grow up with any damsels, really. I mean, they were there, but they were in the background. They weren't the ones that were in the forefront of my experience.
Take that, damsel.
Yeah, take that, fucking Cinderella.
Yeah.
What did you do? Nothing. Sleeping Beauty, you're asleep the whole time. What the fuck, mate? Snow White? Well, you just made pie for elves.
I'm saying, and clapped your hands
dwarves,
really weird.
But whatever.
You know what? I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Cinderella literally did nothing. She ran away with no shoe.
I don't understand why she – I mean, I knew that she was gonna change back, but like
– Just be like, ta-da!
Da-da-da!
Anyway, we've done that. We've done that before.
Yeah.
Let's go with one honorable mention each.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to go with The Green Mile.
Oh.
So – I watched this movie very young. I tossed up between this and The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, my God, Amy.
Because this was one of the first movies that I was really, truly
like
upset.
Devastated.
Yeah, like I felt really wronged by like The Green Mile. I remember watching it with my parents and I was just like hysterical.
Yeah, sobbing.
I was like, this is shit. Like that was a why shit would
you,
movie.
Why would you experience? Why would you want to experience something exactly. like that? See, that's why like you avoid horror because you don't like the way it makes you feel.
Yep.
I avoid drama like that because I'm just like I can't. I want to escape my troubles.
Yeah, not create more.
Not create more.
But yep, The Green Mile was on there because I remember vividly, just being like, this movie has destroyed me.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Mm. Like. Honestly,
it's a great movie.
I'm going to watch it again and be destroyed. But that's why I had it on here. I also, I'll just put my, just my other one was Forrest Gump. Okay.
I love Forrest Gump.
Me too. And there's no real reason behind it except I watched it and I fucking love that movie.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
There you go.
Fair enough. So Forrest Gump. You know what? Forrest Gump is just going to make it onto every movie list that we have because it's the greatest of all time.
Take that, anyone who doesn't like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Cade doesn't like Forrest Gump.
No, Cade does.
Who didn't like Forrest Gump? Troy.
Troy.
Troy didn't like Forrest
and
Gump.
And Paul.
Well, you know what, guys?
Yeah, on you.
Take that. Yeah. It's on my list and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
There you go.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be on the countdown.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just listen.
Oh, shit. I just forgot. I think that's this week even.
Oh.
My bad.
My bad. Oh, well.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the countdown, guys. You know, listen out.
We'll post something about it.
On our page.
And hope that this episode comes out after it happened, before. Look, it's you know just going to be a surprise.
Whatever.
We're not real.
It's happening.
We don't know what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
What are your honorable mentions?
Okay, so I'll just do both of mine as
well. Yeah, do it.
Because why not?
I broke the
rules. I put Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes.
I put Wonder Woman because,
no
okay.
No man scene.
Oh, my God. You know, a lot of people talk a lot about how it's really important for people to feel represented.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, representation is so important. Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of scoffed at it going like, because it's always like a very white people are so represented.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, there should be more black people represented. Fine. Okay, whatever.
Mm.
There should be more Asian people. There should be more Latina people represented. There is no bitch has ever stood up and said, There needs to be more Mauritian people represented. Mm. There needs to be more Greek people represented.
Exactly.
Like, because nobody cares about the little guys.
No.
It's always like, so long as you can fit, like, there's a white person, a brown person, a black person, a person with olive skin, somebody with slanty eyes, somebody with ginger hair, mm-hmm. and a blonde person, and a brunette person. There's nobody, there's never been anyone who's, I'm not going to say exactly like me, but a lot like me.
Yeah.
And so I always scoffed at it going like, I don't need that. I don't need to be represented like that. But then you put warrior women on a fucking Greek island and I am sobbing like a baby. There is that scene of the Amazons and they are on their horses and they're riding into battle.
I know it.
And I couldn't help myself. I just started crying. And Jake was like, Are you okay? And I'm like, I've never been better.
I'm wonderful.
This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And I think, like, obviously, so I am I'm represented in everything.
You're a beautiful white girl.
I'm represented in fucking every movie, every media you'll ever see. I get sick of seeing myself on the screen all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I'm all about seeing someone who's not like me.
Yeah.
What I'm also about is seeing women because you can fight me whatever you want. It's been a hard run for women. It's been it's been a hard run for everyone.
It's been a hard run for everyone.
Everyone.
And the men always get to be so cool.
Yes.
The men always get to be so cool.
So powerful and have like their power stance and do all of that kind of stuff. And I was like,
and the second that I saw an island full of women,
just
being women.
Badass
women.
They did
not need any men.
And then fucking Wonder Woman. Just blasting through the lines
through no man's land. You know why? Because she is no man.
That got me right in the feels. That's me. That's how I felt.
That's me, babe.
It's not me, but it's me.
It's definitely me.
Looks nothing like me, and I'm happy about that. But it's also me.
I have to share this video with you one time because it was something that I saw like right after I watched Wonder Woman, and it's like this chick in her backyard with like a hose, and she's like running around going, ah, oh, ah. And she's like swinging the hose around going, tell the truth. And it just was captioned like every girl after Wonder Woman.
Absolutely. Like,
that is me after Wonder Woman.
It's the truth though.
It makes you want to fight.
I know. It does. It makes you want to be like, fucking, I'm going to overcome all this adversity, I say.
Yeah.
As a 29-year-old white woman.
As a young white woman.
In Australia with no problems other than sometimes it's a bit of a boys club.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Really. I've had a pretty, you know.
But in any case, listen, we all need to raise each other up every now and then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that got an honorable mention for me.
That's a great one. I'm so glad you had that on the list. I feel so empowered after you talking about that.
Thank you. Now I'm going to just close it off with the Tim Burton Batman films.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say that it was like my introduction into like merch.
Yep.
You know, so like you had the Happy Meal and you could go to Pizza Hut and you get all the collectibles and, you know, there was all the product
Batman cups.
Placement. The
Batman
cups.
They were the best.
Still got them.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I'm sorry. Mine
still
away.
Got them. Well, I should have kept them. Not me personally, but my mum still has a couple.
That's where you leave all of your shit.
But if I did, you know what? If I could have them, I would have them, but I'm pretty sure she would have a problem with that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it was like I would go every time a Batman film would come out, my dad would take me to the, me and my sister to the movies and we'd get Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like just this whole thing of like, it was just the first time that I was really introduced to like, movies being business.
Yeah, okay, you know, I get it.
You know, it was very highly advertised. Mm. You know, it had the soundtrack with the theme song for each film. And
there's all like the Batman rides and the
all
Batman
the rides
things
and all of the things. And he had a new car every time. And it was like, oh, what's the, you know, the new Hot Wheels going to come out that looks like the car.
How cool is Batman?
Yeah, he's still cool.
Yeah.
He's still cool.
We talk about Wonder Woman being cool. Batman is also cool.
Batman's pretty cool, but he doesn't have a superpower.
No. That's why he's cool.
Yeah. That is his superpower.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Being cool and rich.
He's cool and rich.
Cool and rich.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a great
list. But he's kind of damaged. Like.
Oh, yeah. He's got that he's a damage little bit like, that we all love.
I am the knight. Like, just fucking settle down, nighttime, go to bed.
Nighttime, daytime.
And now we're it's done. Bedtime.
Yes, nighttime, daytime, bedtime. Well, bedtime. I feel like our lists were wonderful. We had a little bit of everything in there.
We did, we did. We laughed, we cried, we got
empowered,
very terrified, and then exceptionally empowered.
We stayed woke the whole time.
We stayed woke.
Yeah. I don't think that's how we
everything matters, guys.
Everything matters.
Everyone Wonder Woman matters.
Is the best. So is Batman.
Wonder Woman.
Okay. We're going to I could just keep harping on about how empowered I feel, but dude, we're going to go.
Yeah.
So that is it for this week. We'll be back with another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great networks on our... No.
Oh, my God. You've never stuffed up.
I've never stuffed up. Guys.
She's tired.
Guys, I'm tired. Okay, if you want to check out the other great shows on our network.
You got
is
that.
Is that what I'm doing? Yep. Yeah. Okay, head to ccradio.com.au.
And we made it. Finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I am Rachel.
And
that's
I
me.
Am Amy.
Yes.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.